What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Boop, boop, boop. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're out west, Ashburn, Virginia, BigBear.ai Performance Center. As we get closer and closer to week one, Commanders, Eagles, we got to watch some football last night.
Yeah.
Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm great, man. Good. I got a chance to hang out with you, man. I, with your little crew last night.
Doug, if nobody's watching on the YouTube stream or on Monumental, let's start with what's most important and talk about your shirt. This right. shirt is a vibe.
It's a golf shirt, and it has it's like
cacti.
A cacti. Yeah, cacti have all type of little stuff.
Golf,
but
golf
you got the
clubs,
golf balls, golf clubs. It's a golf.
I shirt. Love it. Yeah. I'm into it. I kind of wish I had
yeah,
one.
You know,
NFLPA on the sleeve is probably why I don't have one.
I'm thinking about going to kick somebody's butt on the golf course today.
You playing today?
Scotty keep calling me, but I may as well go. Brent, he wants a stroke and a half per hole.
So last night we were all at MGM. It was a great night. Thanks to all who attended. It was fun. You know what I mean? Like I thought it was just a fun night. We'll get to the football game. Everybody was prepared for me to leave. I did not leave. At one point, I went in the back where NBC had rented out the back area, and I was just chilling with Derek for a bit, watching till halftime because there was audio back.
But what you have to do is this. You can't get mad at people for expecting you to do what you normally do. When you disappear for more than 30 minutes, they believe that you just ducked out.
I was just chilling in the back for a minute.
This time.
But then I came back. I was hanging.
How many times have you did that and never come back?
But last night, that was not the case. Yeah, I hung
finally.
Last night. Doug, here's my – I watched the entire game. Then we went and played some three-card poker. Biagi was supposed to be the master. I quickly lost $200. But that's fine. That was the price of doing business. It was a very fun night.
Biagi is not the master. You listen to Biagi. He didn't know what his plans were. He started off, I was taking him home, didn't know I didn't have to take him home, and then he's the master on the cards. He loses your money.
Did he
win something in?
He did well. I did not.
Well, he's the master for
him. I should have gone and played blackjack, but I'll be honest, B, I wasn't counting that well by the end of the night.
That by the end of the night?
I don't count that well.
You don't count well sober. I'm
asking your honest opinion. I get a text from Wildcard Scotty, who was in full wildcard mode last night with a pocket full of money and ideas, at 12:59 a.m. Wow, the Irish goodbye. It's 1 in the morning, dog. You're allowed to leave at 1 in the morning. And we're all men. We are grown adult men. We don't have to say bye to each other.
You could. Yeah, you could.
You don't have to.
Yeah, but that's what dudes.
We are dudes.
No. Let me help you out.
Women like to say goodbye and hug and talk about when we're going to see each other next.
Men,
just leave.
Men, when someone is tipsy or can act like you when you're tipsy, they like to know that the person is okay. So if you say
all I had to do was walk upstairs,
but if you
to my dope suite, thank you, Bees.
You can walk upstairs and get.
I know you were concerned about me walking up the stairs in New Orleans.
When you stand in the MGM, you don't know any hotel. Something can happen. Somebody see you take a little stumble. They say, "I got a sucker." You were gonna get got in New Orleans. I know that.
I don't know if you agree about if it's after midnight and you're not with family or like your wife. You could just leave. You do not.
No, man.
You don't have to say goodbye.
I say goodbye every time.
Not me. I'm not big on goodbyes.
Yeah, but you need.
I like to leave people wanting.
No. You need to let people know that you're leaving because JP, you try to leave. Like we were in New Orleans. I happen to be talking to somebody by the door, and I see JP.
That was New Orleans Super Bowl week. That's a different scene.
He couldn't have walked a straight line if it was just 1 foot. And then so I told Jerome Bettis, I say, hold on. I'll be right back. He say, your boy trying to leave? I say, yeah. So I walk behind him for like 45, 50 yards. And then I just say, where you going? I'm going to walk to my hotel. I say, not today, not here.
I had to take a taxi.
I say, come back.
3 blocks.
Yeah, because you were a prime suspect to get got.
Well, all's well that ends well. All I'm saying is you can't give me a hard time last night for going upstairs at 1 in the morning. I feel like that was a deep run for me. I went late. We had fun. And B, what is really hard to do is to draw great conclusions from week one in the NFL. But damn if last night didn't provide, I would suggest, some confirmation bias of two different things. The Seahawks, Mike McDonald's boys, they are who we thought they are.
They play.
They are a tough-ass team. And they lost some players defensively.
They lost their quarterback early.
How about that? Sam Darnold goes down. I wasn't even off the air. I was still like taping stuff, and I come over and Bees is like, "What do you think about Locke?" I was like, "Locke who? What are you talking about?" He's like, "Darnold's out.
Yeah,
Drew Locke is in." And I thought Drew Locke looked okay.
Yeah,
but the Seahawks, dude, to have that night, your quarterback goes down. And then still perform like that. Just answer the bell.
Yeah.
Down in that game, too.
I just don't know why.
That's an impressive bunch, man.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I mean, it was 10-0.
Mac Hollins is a great story. But they feed him the ball like he's a top-notch receiver. That's why, like, when you used to hear people here talking about, oh, we just throw it to the guy who's open. Mac Hollins is like a pick-me-up.
He's like a fifth
and
guy.
And they feature him. Why in the hell, for years when they did not try to feature Terry, why the hell were they not?
It leads me to my bigger question. Like, the confirmation bias, what I thought going into the season, I feel good about with Seattle. They are a team of dudes that their defense is incredibly complex, hard to beat, and they are just tough. JSN, also that guy.
He is that guy, but I can say this, though. They look out of sorts last night.
Sure, you lose your quarterback.
No, but even the defense looked out of sorts last night. You know, the whole thing about it is
when out of sorts, they didn't even give up 300 yards.
Yeah, but you had what's called Drake May throwing the ball. Like he was trying to throw the ball like they were on the
team. That's where I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, what I'm saying is you watch teams are slow at the beginning of the season. And the Seahawks, even last night, as bad as New England played, they still could have got him. If May wasn't trying to be hero, and listen, in that position, don't get throw an interception. Kick the field goal going overtime. You never know what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
How do you make that decision in that game in year three? Throwing late off your back
you
foot.
You can't throw that ball late off your back foot, especially the guy's double covered. One guy underneath, one guy over the top. You can't throw that. You got to throw it to a part where if he can't get it, nobody gets it. But it was a hell of a catch by the DB.
Here's my question for you. I feel like Seattle didn't play their best, but they got the dub, right?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what McDonald is building there. What is New England? I saw this from Warren Sharp. I retweeted this morning. Drake May's last five games, I believe. Now, that's the playoff run.
I haven't even looked at his stats from last night yet.
Dude, I'll give you his stats from last night. Garbage. 22 of 33 for .178, a touchdown, and a pick. He ran it seven times for 47 yards.
One pick?
Three picks, I'm
three
sorry.
Picks, yeah.
One touchdown, three picks.
Yeah.
He looked bad. Like
he was using his legs.
The biggest Drake May stand out there can't have watched that. And he ran the ball well.
He ran the ball well. He got down. He tried to protect himself. You know, but I can say this. Moving forward, Seattle going to need more out of Locke.
Well, what is the Darnold situation?
Something with his hip.
Right, but I thought I saw Rap Sheet last night say he should be okay. You know what would be great for Washington? If Darnold needs to miss 3 weeks. I think the Commanders would happily host Drew Locke instead of Sam Darnold. Listen to Drake May's last five games. So that is, the last five is two against Seattle, right? Last night in the Super Bowl. And Seattle's defense is really hard to go against. They really disguise their coverage as well. But prior to that was, what was their playoff run? Denver, Houston, and they beat the hell out of the Chargers in the first playoff game, I think.
Yeah.
So the last five games, now granted, these are all playoff opponents. So, like, this isn't when he gets to play the Jets and the Dolphins. But seven touchdowns to 11 turnovers, seven INTs, four fumbles lost.
Mm-hmm.
24 sacks taken. I was reading this thing. I really like this math. And I know we're not the biggest PFF analytics guys. But I was reading something. 2.5 sacks basically equals a turnover for a quarterback. Not always equatable because sometimes a guard just gets beat.
You know what? This is where our PFF loses me.
I don't even know there was PFF.
Because let's be real. If a quarterback takes the ball and his tackle gets his ass whipped off the bat and he gets sacked, that's on the quarterback?
No. But there are sacks that are on the quarterback.
There are some that are on the quarterback, but I'm saying not all of them are on the quarterback.
Agreed.
So I just think when they try to throw that type of stuff out there, I don't want to hear that.
I don't think the 2.5 sacks equals a turnover is an attempt at putting it on the quarterback. It's just saying offensively the results are similar. Regardless,
back to May. That one throws me off.
Last five games, seven touchdowns, seven interceptions, four fumbles lost, 24 sacks taken, 143 yards lost on the sacks. And this is what I think you brought up, Mac Collins. Why are they forcing it to Mac Collins? Which is a very valid question, even though I believe Mac Collins is a Montgomery County native. I think he went to Wooten.
Wasn't he like a lacrosse player or something like that?
That would track with the Bill Belichick world.
Yeah.
I don't know. 6.6 yards per attempt. That almost sounds like a really good running back night. Their YPC.
No, that's a great running back night right there.
5.6 net yards per attempt. Nothing is going downfield.
Yeah.
Nothing. And you talk about
AJ got hurt last night.
That looked painful on the ankle there.
Yeah, you saw him come right down that thing, the ankle turned, and it looked like that could be a high ankle sprain. Although it was down or low, you can see I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was sitting there with you. Somebody asked. Somebody's like, oh, that doesn't look that bad. And you're like, wait till you see how that bone comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Collins was the leading receiver for the Patriots last night. Four catches on five targets, 51 yards with a long of 19. Ramondre Stevenson, the running back, had the most catches for the Patriots last night. Five catches for 44 yards, 17 was the long. A.J. Brown, 3 for 26 with 14. Hunter Henry, who Derek drove me absolutely crazy last night, when the other tight end, Raridan, caught the touchdown, Derek said, Henry. And I was like, hell yeah, because I have him in fantasy.
Nah, it wasn't Henry.
And it was Raridan.
I can tell you this, though, Witherspoon was a bad man.
For sure.
Witherspoon and
you
Gonzalez.
You saw two really good
corners. Witherspoon
also.
And Gonzalez, they are part of you getting dressed. They try to be a shirt on your damn back.
But that said, nothing goes downfield with Drake May. And you could say that's Josh McDaniels. You could say Vrabel's not opening it up. I don't know what it is, but nothing's going downfield.
Yeah.
And you had Drew Lock on the other side.
But in that game, I can understand in that game because they have pressure coming at you a lot. And they probably had a game plan to get the ball out of their hands rather quickly, you know, because you're not going to have much time against Seattle. They got people coming. You watch them. The safety will be deep. About time that damn cadence is done, he is coming across that line of scrimmage. Then you look again, the safety is over the top. The cornerback is coming. Guys coming off the slot. They do so much to where I guarantee their game plan was get it out your hands quick.
Smart. Correct. Yeah. They were up 10-0.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't lose that game. You're up 10-0, and the other team is
the
backup.
When I left last night, it was 10-0.
Right.
And
did you have the game on, or were you listening to music?
I was listening to the game for a bit,
guy.
But then, you know, when listening to a game on the radio in the car, that puts me to sleep. So I just put my music on. I walk in the house. It's 10-10. I'm like, what the hell? And I was like, boom. Let's go.
Yeah, man.
That was crazy.
Credit to Seattle for being a champion, and they showed that last night. But Drew Lock has never lacked the Sam Cassell gene. He's never scared to chuck.
Nah, he'll literally go.
16-22 for a 190 with a touchdown, no picks. JSN, the best player on that field last night?
Yeah, he's a bad man.
He's a bad man.
He's a bad man, dog. Listen, bro. So I was just.
I felt kind of. Remember, I drafted Shelby's team. We took JSN first. Mm-hmm. I showed her this morning how many points she had. She's like, oh, I like him.
So watching him last night, then I wake up this morning and this clip popped up. Said something about, I guess, Redskins alumni. And it was Santana, Chad Ochocinco. What's the Chad, our boy from Houston, played at Houston, is in the Hall of Fame now. Receiver. Andre Johnson.
From Miami.
All these dudes running routes, bruh. Tacticians, bruh. Their feet, the things they were doing. You watch dudes play receiver today, and you look at this clip here, you go, none of the guys playing today could do this.
JSN can.
JSN can, yeah. But I watched him last night, didn't look at them, I'm telling you. But look at all those receivers from back in that day, how many of those guys do that?
Early edition B-Mitch Trust Index.
About what?
Drake May. He was great most of last year,
yeah,
but
I mean,
fell off a cliff late.
But I think the thing about him is, and nobody wanted to discuss it, when you look at his record and you look at the teams he's beaten, he beat many good teams. But, you know, the thing about it is, you're there to win. And the guy was in the Super Bowl, so as much as you can dislike him, you got to say one thing. Hell, he did things when it needed to be done.
Yeah. I mean,
what I always
the play
say,
in the Denver game where he was able to get that late first down with his legs. Like,
yeah.
His legs are a weapon. That's part of
what
who
I
he
always
is.
Say about quarterbacks. Most dependent position in sports.
Sure.
People don't like to say that, don't like to believe it. They want to think the quarterback make everything happen. Quarterback can do a damn thing without somebody else.
B. Mitch Trust Index, New England Patriots.
I think they're going to have a setback this year. Seriously. And I know I was talking with your man last night.
Camera?
No. The dude.
Kerwin?
The brother. The young dude.
Sinai.
And he's like, oh, Seattle can only win like 8-9 games. I said, I don't know about that one, bro. I said, maybe New England, but not Seattle.
Sinai told me, he's like, I really got to stop betting football. I was like, dude, it's week one. He's like, I'm good at baseball, but bad at football. It's week one. How much have you – how deep can
you
know we be so far?
Sinai and Bees need to hang out and do the opposite of what each other does. Because Bees love baseball, but he's not that good at
fantasy. He's not good at fantasy. I know that. Dead last. B-Mitch Trust Index, Seattle.
I believe in him.
Dude,
I think
how can you not?
They know how – but, like, still, I'm telling you, if Darnold has to miss some games, they can have problems on offense.
Sure.
Yeah,
but it's what I say to the injury fear mongers with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
if any team loses their starting quarterback, they're gonna have trouble.
Even I'm serious. Like their defense against that team last night. If Drake May takes care of the ball in certain situations, don't just throw stuff up.
Three picks.
They beat them.
Three picks in the opener.
Three picks and you lose 13-0.
13-10.
No, I mean 13-10. But the whole thing about it is they were right there in that game. They could have beat them.
Last question. And I don't know that I want to dive deep into this because it's old. How on earth did Ron Rivera and Marty Herney take Emmanuel Forbes ahead of Christian Gonzalez?
I don't know. That's one I don't want to revisit. I'm just going to wipe that out and keep moving.
I know at that time I spoke with a member of that front office who, as that was happening, they never thought Gonzo would still be on the board, right? And they really did like Forbes. But as Gonzo was still on the board, he was like, guys, this guy has the prototypical size, speed, everything you want in a lockdown corner, and we're going with that guy? And he was shouted down. We love our guy.
Who shouted down?
A nameless person.
Oh.
Someone I know that you know who brought this up, and they were like, no, this kid's got the nose for the ball.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you got to be.
Sometimes you want the size and the speed.
Yeah.
All right, it is B. Mitch and Finley. We're getting warmed up. The NFL has kicked off. We got another game tonight. I don't know what day it is in Australia, but somehow these guys are going to figure it out.
They left yesterday.
I love that. I'm actually all in on what the Rams are doing. I'll explain why. The news on Darnold from Rap Sheet this morning. Sam Darnold received positive news following the CT scan, and Coach Mike McDonald said doctors ruled out a fracture, but he's having an MRI today. You got to wait on the MRI. You got to wait for the swelling to go down. That's why they always wait. How about, I got a stat for you. B-Mitch Trust Index on this one.
What?
Drake May is now 0-12 against teams with a winning record in the regular season.
Yeah, I heard that from some ugly dude earlier.
This guy?
Yeah.
Stallion decided to come to the small room in Ashburn. Here we are. Nobody go anywhere. It's B-Mitch and Finley. B, you know what I could use? Some relaxation. What are you doing at home to relax? Imagine starting the day with a swim in your own swim spa, or unwinding in a sauna, or just having friends over to watch a game in a backyard built for entertaining. JP Finley here for Offenbachers. Right now, the Offenbachers Labor Day sale is extended for a limited time. Save up to 50% off outdoor furniture, plus save up to $2,500 on hot tubs, and get your cover, lifter, steps, chemicals, and delivery free. It's about to get cold. Hot tub season, baby. Plus, find special savings on select floor model saunas and swim spas while supplies last. Whether you're looking to relax, entertain, or make the most of your backyard, there's never been a better time to shop Offenbachers. Visit one of Offenbachers' four showrooms in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis, or visit Offenbachers.com. Offenbachers' Labor Day sale is extended for a limited time. Up to 50% off outdoor furniture, up to $2,500 off hot tubs, plus special savings on select floor model saunas and swim spas. Shop while supplies last.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
So last night was very cool. Jeff Walker has his week one Commander song called War Cry. And shout out to Chris Kerwin, made a really cool music video of it. I did want to ask this before I forget. Jeff, what was it like seeing that on TV, dude?
I was astonished, bro, because I did not see the video before it premiered. It just looked amazing.
Now, obviously, you have your, you know, on-camera career that we don't discuss, but Had you ever been on television like that?
Nah, not like that.
Okay.
He had on clothes that last night.
Oh, stop it. Now, can we talk about this? When you said,
Jeff wore his best purse for television.
When you said a live show, I thought it was like how we, you know how we do the live show at Bethesda Theater? I thought it was like that. I didn't know we were filming.
Didn't know what was that word you just said?
Filming.
But he does.
It's TV,
he does
dog.
His TV show. Yeah,
but he said live show.
Yeah, that's live show. They were doing it live.
Yeah, we were live. Yeah,
oh, I definitely understood once I got there.
Yeah. All right. Jeff
and
had
you got
boys
scared.
With him.
You got scared.
Jeff got dressed up, wore his best white T-shirt and a purse for his television
nah,
debut.
It's not a purse. It's a merch.
A European catch-all. What'd you call it last night, Jeffrey?
A European over-the-shoulder man bag.
Jeff, I just pulled it up.
Just short for merch.
I pulled it up on YouTube, Jeff. The reviews are in between. Ghetto Fab 99 said War Cry song was bad.
I don't care.
You know why he's saying it? Because they not on TV.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was about to say, he probably makes songs that nobody listened to either, so it's all good.
I think he did a great job, man. I thought it
Thanks,
was fun.
Thanks, man.
B, football's here. Thank goodness, right? Like, getting to watch a real NFL game last night. And getting to watch another one tonight in Australia somehow.
Now, you say you like what they're doing. Tell me why.
So I'm trying to find this because we talked about this. Yeah, okay, I found this. This is from someone named Tanning Salon Don. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how accurate this dude is, but I believe it because a number of Patriots players – I'm not Patriots, I'm sorry. The Rams players posted videos of the jet they took to Australia.
Okay.
And you've obviously been on significantly more NFL charters than I have, but I've been on enough to know a lot of times it's just a regular-ass plane. and you have way less people so people can spread out, but it's just a regular-ass play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is not what the Rams did to go to Australia. They rented an A380.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of this plane, and it's the size of like a shopping mall.
That and the 787, about the same size?
It has enough lay-flat seats for all of the players.
Yeah.
That's huge. It has a cabin altitude of 5,000 feet compared to 8,000 feet on regular passenger planes.
Uh-huh.
So the pressure is lessened, which means the players can actually get a good night's sleep on this plane. With the low cabin altitude, you get less humidity, and it's dead quiet.
I understand what you're saying, Jay. So that flight's damn near 14, 15 hours, dog. You're not sleeping for 15 damn hours.
Yeah, you watch a couple movies.
Yeah, but you fly from here to...
Maybe they brought their wives.
You fly from here to Denver. They fly from Denver to here. Your body's affected. You're crossing some time zones to go over there. I don't care what they're flying on. Your body's going to be affected.
Do you think, when I realize this, and I'm unaware of these things, it's a 10:30 a.m. local start. Everybody's going to be screwed up. Like, the Niners have been there a week or whatever. 10:30 local start? If kickoff was 10:30, what's your call time? How are you preparing for that? 6 a.m.? 8 a.m.?
If kickoff was 10:30?
Kickoff's at 10:30.
And I had to play?
Yeah.
I get up by 6:30 and then start going through my stuff. But I get up at 6:30 every morning.
Right, but like, when's the first bus arrive for a 10:30 a.m. kick?
To the stadium?
Yeah, 8?
Right around 3 hours prior. Two and a half to 3 hours prior to the kickoff.
I think I like the rant. I think I approve of this approach, dude.
Approve of this approach because you like Sean.
I'm a McVay stan.
If he gets his ass kicked, you'll find a way to make it okay. But if he gets his ass kicked, then if he wins, his team could probably just be better than San Francisco. But if they go out there and they look lethargic and get their ass kicked, that's on Sean. 100%. I don't care.
Could they get their ass kicked regardless of the flight?
If that other team went over there a week ahead of time and they're better prepared and they're better situated, you got to point that out. See, you can't say
– I agree.
You can't say it's great with Sean, but then you were knocking Ron when he thought he could fly to Denver on a Friday.
That was an altitude thing.
It doesn't make a difference. Your body is affected by different things, and I can't believe that people don't think your body can be affected by how many time zones there are.
100. I have no idea.
So I'm just saying.
I'm not suggesting that I know it won't happen.
Nobody else has ever done this.
I don't think anybody's ever played in Australia.
But even if they played in China, playing in Japan or wherever, they did not go the night before.
It's a wild approach.
Yeah. In a way, I hope he get destroyed, to be honest with you, just to prove a point.
To who does it prove a point to?
People
McVay
want,
or the league?
It'll prove a point to McVay because I'm sure the league wanted him over there earlier.
Probably do some promotional stuff.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
So he decided to do this. My whole thing is, listen, bro, Sean is a smart, unbelievable play caller. But sometimes when people do one thing well, they think they're the smartest people in the world in everything.
Sure.
And that, I just, there are certain people.
Like, you're a football coach. You're not a scientist.
Everybody going to be, listen, you got 53 guys. Everybody may adjust to it differently.
Do you think? Like, hearing your passion on this, do you feel like it's kind of unfair to his players?
Yeah, because he said, well, we're going to just do this. He's not playing.
Right.
Just like when the coaches will sit on the sideline and tell me, oh, man, it ain't that bad out here, and they got on these big-ass coats. And I'm out there playing football, and I can't put on too much because I can't move around. I'm like, dude, once you get out here and start playing, you can say that. But until you don't, shut your ass up.
I think the subplot of how each team has approached the travel to Australia makes what is a really good divisional game. Rams-Niners games are usually awesome regardless.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But
what I'm saying is, Jay, there have been international games forever now.
Yeah.
How many people flew over the night before?
So, now granted, it's London. It's not Australia. But this is what they did last year in London. They went and beat the... I almost cursed. They beat the tar out of the Jags. They flew over the night before, played the game, flew home.
Okay.
So, like, I will say at least there is some basis to the theory, but Australia is probably double. What is L.A.? D.C. to London's 5-6 hours?
Yeah.
So L.A. to London's 9, roughly?
Yeah, about that.
I think Australia is almost double. I think it's 15 or 16.
15 hours, yeah. I'm just saying, like, the longest flight I ever been on, I flew straight from Atlanta to Maui. And I got to Maui, and I'm going to tell you, it was right in the morning, and I'm like, boy, I can't wait to start going to these beaches. Got in that room.
Sleep.
Sat down, and I might have woke up 9-10 hours later. Your body is going to be affected, man.
I agree. I mean, when we flew to Scotland earlier this year, the kids were persevering, and I was dragging. I was dead. So, hey, listen, I cannot wait to watch that game tonight. I'm almost more intrigued by that one than I was last night's. Just because we just saw Seahawks-Pats, and the Seahawks were the more physical team and won. And last night, I don't know what you equate it to. I don't know that Seattle was definitively the more physical team, but that defensive front just generates so much pressure.
They do.
That, I don't know, that team is good. Let's hope, you never root for injury, but if Darnold misses 2 more weeks, not the worst thing that could happen for Washington. What is interesting, B, I got an email. I get all these PR emails, right, from all these gambling sites. And forgive me, I don't even know which gambling site sent me this, so shout out to them. And it's not one of the American ones because they don't offer odds. Although now with Kalshi, who knows what is regulated anymore. But the regular FanDuel DraftKings can't offer odds like this. Kalshi probably can, and they lie and say it's a prediction market, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the coach with the highest odds of being fired? Gambling.com.
No.
Quinn.
Yeah, but it's not something I look at.
I think it's interesting. So they have Dan Quinn at plus 300.
Okay.
After that, Bowles in Tampa, who almost got canned this offseason. Let me be crystal clear. DQ was never close to getting canned. I think that's a big difference.
Looking at what Bowles almost got canned, and then you hear the stuff happening up there right now in the Jets.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn is third on the list.
I refuse to believe that he's the highest.
I don't either. So Aaron Glenn is third at plus 400. So it's Quinn at 1, plus 300. Bowles at 2, plus 350. Glenn with the Jets, third, plus 400. Then it drops a bunch to Zach Taylor with the Bengals at plus 900. Shane Steichen with the Colts. Sirianni is sixth on this list, plus 1,400. The only dude on this list with a ring. Right. I do not think...
That's the difference in college and the pros. Boy, you win a Super Bowl, you can still get fired 2-3 years later. Win a national championship in college, you working there forever.
Unless you're Coach O.
Well, you know, he did more than...
LSU's a different
he
place.
He did more than just lose games. He was doing some other stuff, too.
Doing lots of things,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
LSU's also just its own unique place. But Quinn, at the top of this list, I don't view this ownership group, and let's be real, ownership's who makes those decisions,
yeah,
in a hurry to run anybody. But Quinn did put a lot of pressure on himself getting rid of both coordinators. In a self-preservation league, he put the target on himself.
See, the thing I said last night, I said this to you yesterday, I think on air, people keep talking like that was him just doing that by himself. I guarantee he talked to some people before that happened. And they went through it, and that was a decision by, I think, all the powers that be. Especially when you're looking at the defense. They're like, okay, we understand you got to do that. Then when they start hearing that the offense coordinator is putting the quarterback in harm's way, they can't tell me that the GM and the owners were not on board with that.
The only thing that gets tricky if they have a bad season and they haven't played a game, so who the hell knows what's going to happen? If the GM has to make a decision for his self-preservation, that's generally when the coach
gets run. Well, I understand
that.
Yeah, I understand that.
And GMs tend to get more shelf life. I mean, Joe Shane just got a contract extension in New York.
He shouldn't have.
It's pretty remarkable.
He shouldn't have.
He's a personable fellow, though. DQ at the top of this list, I don't get that. I think for him to get run in season, they'd have to be like 2-10 and getting blown out. I think Bowles, if they start, who's the OC in Tampa? They've lost consecutively Canales and Liam Cohen. And if they have some OC they like a lot down there that the ownership group, the Glazers, like, mm-hmm. or I like their GM in Tampa, Licht. if they're like, we don't want to lose another OC, Todd's lost the locker room, we're 3-6, like, I you know, I could kind of see that. Zach Robinson is the OC. They got him from the Rams. Maybe they view him as like a future guy. I could see Bowles getting run if that goes slow. I could certainly see Glenn getting run just because the Jets tend to be a dumpster fire.
They do stuff a little different, yeah.
Taylor, I don't think the Bengals are making a change in season, especially they finally spent some money. Steichen, I don't really get that one. They were quite good last year, and then Danny Dimes gets hurt. Sirianni? That
depending on how
the pressure gets hot up there. And you could go to Fangio in season if you had to, who's a respected veteran, been a head coach.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see DQ getting run.
But I'll be honest with you, Jay. Why are we talking about people getting fired? Football just starting. Let's talk about the football coming up tonight, the games. I don't look, man. The people getting fired, we can talk about that when the middle of the season comes. Right now, I'm excited about football. I don't want to be worried about somebody losing a job.
The boys are talking football next. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
The wait is over. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states. One app. Every sport nationwide. New DraftKings customers sign up with code TheFan, spend $5 to get $20 in rewards within 21 days, includes all markets. That's code TheFan. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut? Call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus. Void in Canada. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days or trade with DraftKings predictions to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. Event contract trading involves risk of loss. Predictions offer void in New York. Non-withdrawable rewards issued as $50 click the claims every 7 days for 21 days. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook, predictions, and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia. And Rood is the official show sponsor of B. Mitch and Finley. Don't melt this summer. Upgrade to high-efficiency HVAC and enjoy budget-friendly financing options with low monthly payments. Keep your cool. Keep your cash. Find a Rood Pro partner at Rood.com. And if it ain't Rood, Ryan.
It ain't right.
Damn right. We got to watch football last night, and it was now, I know you love good defense, low-scoring games. Did that qualify, though? Because Drake May was just turning it over all the time. Was that a good defense, low-scoring game, or was that?
Well, I mean, the pressure sometimes got to him to make him throw those interceptions, so you still got to say that, yes, it was a good defensive game.
We also got college on tonight. Ooh. Are you aware that UVA is ranked?
Really?
UVA is 25th in the country.
All right.
UVA plays tomorrow night, taking on the Norfolk State Spartans. The Wahoos, you want to guess the line? UVA, Norfolk State? Is Michael Vick the coach at Norfolk State?
29-30, something like that.
I think it's Vick, right?
Is Vick? Yeah, I think he's at Norfolk State, yeah.
I tell you what, Jimmy Franklin better be good in Blacksburg. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of folks that want to bring Vick home.
Mm-hmm.
UVA tomorrow night favored by 44.5.
Damn.
UVA, look this up for me.
How much they get paid to play this game?
I think UVA has a 28-year-old dude on their offensive line.
Wow.
They have, give me the ages of the UVA offensive line stallion.
Well, he didn't come from the pros, though.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
The U plays tonight, B.
And who are they playing?
Florida A&M Rattlers.
Oh, they're going to – they probably favored by 50.
58 and a hook.
Wow. I'll tell you one thing that the U will not get close to Florida State at. I mean, Florida A&M at.
The band.
Hell, yeah. Halftime, hands down, the Rattlers got that, baby.
They sure do. We're going to hear
what they call them, the Marching 100 or something like that, I think.
I can
their
look it
band,
up.
Yep. They have some sound down there. My buddy Howard Huckabee went to
Florida A&M band, the Marching 100.
Yep.
Well done, B. They're also in Tallahassee. I didn't realize that. So you got two Florida colleges.
Yeah, Howard Huckabee ran a mile in track in a college, in high school. Went down to Florida State, and I'm looking at the dude running 100 meters. I'm like, what the hell? He started running 100 meters. He ran the mile when we were in high school.
Wow.
It was crazy as hell.
That's fast. We get football again tonight. What do you think of the Niners overall? That is an aging bunch.
It's an aging bunch, but they seem to be in it. Listen, you can say what you want about Shanahan.
Yeah.
You know, I've had my run-ins and my disagreement with Shanahan, but you got to get a man credit as a coach. He knows how to get his guys going, but it's a lot of stuff that happened over this offseason. A lot of stuff happened in the last few weeks. They got some stuff going on, and I want to see if they can focus so much and overcome all that. That's going to be the thing for me.
What we saw here, the continued stains that the Dan Snyder ownership group left on the organization.
Uh-huh.
But it was over the course of two decades, right?
Yeah,
where it really caused kind of the decay, What does Jed York getting popped for going to a trailer park to visit a working girl? What does that do to the locker room?
I don't think that is going to mess up the locker room as much, because the atmosphere and the environment here was exactly what they discussed with Jed just now. That it had gotten way out of hand, and I think that could be a one-off. You know, it may not be happening around. You don't hear all that stuff happening over there in the 49ers. So this is something where they hear, whatever, boom, keep moving. But let's be real. Most NFL, like Ryan asked the question, how often is Josh over here? I'm like, man got a life. Man got a business and all that. He's not here all the time. He has more than just his football team. Dan had this football team. He was here every damn day.
Right.
Because that was his baby.
Well, and the other businesses all went to.
Yeah, most NFL owners never are at practice. They may come once in every blue moon. But they're not here all the time. So the players basically, most owners are seen as that person who we know owns the team, but we don't see him. You get what I'm saying? So I don't think it affects as much as Dan did when he was here.
I agree with that. Do you think the Kyle car accident stuff?
I think that stuff right there, there are still questions, because let's be real now. A dude got a warrant out because he showed something on social media. Players have probably been given tickets and stuff like that, but this whole thing was kind of hush, hush, wash. Just went away. Now, that really affects people.
For me, with the Niners, to your point, Kyle Shanahan's a really strong coach.
Yeah.
He's got an 11-7 record career.
I must be mature, because I normally don't give people credit that I don't like, but I'm giving this man credit.
Dude, they've been to two Super Bowls. They seem to make the playoffs almost every year. If you want to look at drafting and developing, I think there's some real questions, but that kind of happens around the league. I had this thought last year that the Niners were kind of just getting old in a number of key spots, yeah. And you wonder how long it continues. They went 12-5, and what they play there is an extremely physical brand of football.
Yeah, one thing, and the thing that they do,
they run the hell out of football.
Remember, I used to say we can't just get 22 ready; we got to get the whole damn team ready.
Sure,
that's one thing that they do out there in San Francisco. Because you look at how many injuries they had last year, and they still put up a 12-5 record.
Yeah.
You know, their nucleus is super strong, man. So you have chances there, and I think they have veteran players, so that's another thing that helps them out.
The kind of ongoing, never-ending, is Christian McCaffrey healthy stuff is interesting. The Niners put out their injury report. I legit don't know when. Like, I'm seeing this from Jennifer Lee Chan, that covers the Niners for NBC Sports Bay Area, from 15 hours ago, whatever time that is in Australia. McCaffrey somehow not even on their injury report.
Well, he might not be hurt.
They say he's ready to rock. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to hear from the Commanders coordinators next.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX,
Work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouunioncareers.com and start building your future today.